98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. While Israel battles Hamas outside Gaza's hospitals, inside a struggle to care for patients and newborns. No electricity, no fuel, and gunfire all around. President Biden on the possibility that Israel could close in on Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza.
I have not been reluctant in expressing my concerns what's going on. And it's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Biden signing a presidential memorandum to establish an initiative on women's health today. Following the completion of his testimony today in the civil fraud trial, Donald Trump Jr.
It's a disgrace that this is happening right now, but I think we'll make our points, we'll make our case, and we'll go on from there.
The Supreme Court formally releasing its code of conduct for judges. This after years of criticism that the High Court has no ethics guidelines, but the new code has no means of enforcement. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court lays out new ethics guidelines for judges, but it reads more like suggestions rather than requirements. To Washington and ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
This new code of conduct amounts to a set of ethical guidelines, laying out what the justices should and shouldn't do. Participating in civic activities is encouraged, but speaking at a political rally is a no-no. The code also spells out the specific conditions under which